You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Have you read the book of Zephaniah recently? What about Ecclesiastes or Titus? Well, if these books are a little unfamiliar to you, maybe it's because you've never read or studied the entire Bible. Actually, not many Christians have. But you can go through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee and do it every 5 years. We invite you to join with us in a very delightful and profitable time of studying God's Word right here on this station every weekday.
That's Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCNO.
Fresh Catch Seafood Grill in Stewart, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a beautiful locally owned restaurant that offers fish so fresh that it's brought in whole and filleted on the premises daily. Serving mahi, grouper, flounder, snapper, and wahoo. Fresh Catch Seafood Grill is open every day for lunch and dinner, Sundays too. Fresh Catch Seafood Grill serves tender steaks, Angus burgers, and of course, fresh seafood. Located at 1411 Indian Street between US 1 and Willoughby in Stewart.
Thank you for tuning in this morning to Next Gen Ministries with Travis and Patrice Morgan. We will also like to thank our sponsor, Direct Nursing Care Services, Inc., located in Boca Raton, Florida, for supporting this ministry. If you would like to write into us, request prayer, or financially support this ministry, we can be reached at P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429. Again, that's P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429. Or at phone number 561-705-7830. Now, stay tuned for today's broadcast. We're going to start today's broadcast reading Psalm 103. And it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. For as a man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourish. The wind passed over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the Psalms. I thank God that David, a man after God's own heart, a worshiper, was able to dig deep into himself and to write songs of praise, songs of worship to God. And not only write it, but I'm glad that God documented it and put it in the Holy Bible so that we are able now to read and to encourage ourselves in the Lord as David did. You know, this morning, I'm going to play an interview or a conversation that I had with a brother of mine in church. He's actually our music minister. This man has been successful in business. He's an awesome choir director and also a music minister. You know, God works with him and uses his experience to bring out the best of him and also to bless the congregation. I want to thank God for this man. His name is Andrew Shirley. Actually, he's a son of the woman that we interviewed and played 2 weeks ago, Gloria Shirley. So there's a connection there. And just like her testimony was powerful and full of wisdom and full of, you know, grace and victory, his testimony is also powerful and is full of wisdom, grace, and victory. And not only that, is full of worship. Many of us in ministry have questions. You know, what's the anointing? Do I have it? I know I love music, but I also have a desire for business. Do these things correlate? Do they work hand in hand, or are they separate? We have questions. You know, some of you probably have a desire to enter into ministry, and you're wondering, am I called? You know, is this just a desire for myself, or has God actually deposited worship and ministry in me? Good question. Well, I hope that this interview today will jog your memory. I hope that this interview today will answer a few questions that you may have inside your own self about ministry, about business, you know, what to do. We have so many questions. The Bible says to guard our heart because out of it flows the issues of life. Actually, it says to guard it diligently, meaning to make a conscious effort to guard your heart because out of it flows the issues of life. You know, all these issues that we have in our hearts has to be answered. But we must guard our heart so that we don't have the wrong source answering the questions in our heart. And I know that a lot of you out there listening right now have questions, have very important questions that must be answered. But I want to tell you something, that Jesus Christ is the answer to the questions that you have in your heart. And God talks to us in different ways. He speaks to us through his Bible. He speaks to us in our own spirit, in our hearts. But he also speaks to us two other ways. Circumstances, things might happen and God will answer a question in our hearts. But he uses people. He uses your pastor, your brothers in Christ, to answer questions that you may have. And to add to that, he may also use a dream or a vision of the night to answer your questions. So today I'm hoping that God will use this brother today to answer the questions that you may have in your heart concerning ministry, business, and many questions in that umbrella. So tune in. You know, I pray that it's a blessing. I pray that you're encouraged by this interview and this conversation, and that God answers some questions in your heart. Tune in.
So what advice would you give to young men and women in the church that feels like they're called to minister for God through music? What advice would you give them? What sound words of wisdom would you give them so they can survive?
Okay, first and foremost, I would let your pastor know, number one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He needs to be aware of that, of your ministry. You know, and as a shepherd, he's going to know whether or not if it's true. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You can't, everybody can't claim, oh, I got a ministry, I got a something, but then, okay, we let you do it, and it really, it's not effective.
Right.
You know, so it needs to be something where he knows he's been watching you and can see it and attest to that as well. So that's the first thing, let your pastor know. Number two, you need to make sure you're praying about this. You know what I'm saying? That you know that this is the will of God for you. You know, I have more than one ministry myself, you know, that I can go into.
Right.
But God is calling us to do something that's the prevalent, the one focus, the one that really is it.
Right.
Because
exactly.
You can have more than one talent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But there's really one, these last evil days,
mm-hmm.
He wants you to focus on that one, because that's,
right.
it's, you know.
Purpose.
That's, yes, it's a purpose. It's divine will and purpose.
Right.
Exactly. So I would, you know, to find out what that one is, and perfect, my thing is perfected. When I say perfected, meaning, you know, get a couple of saints, you know what I'm saying? If you're in music, you know, if you sing or you play an instrument, you know, get a couple of them around and just have them come for at your place, and you just play for them, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let them tell you how you sound, you know what I'm saying? Are you, you know, we're saved, we have the anointing of God on us, but are we perfected? Is it sounding? Is it pleasing?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He'll hear us, and it's pleasing to his ear, but, you know, if it's not pleasing to the average person's ear, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe
it's not a ministry. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It needs to minister, you know what I'm saying? And so I believe God wants a perfected praise, you know?
So you believe in excellence.
Excellence.
Not just
Thank
doing
you.
It because
no.
because of you believe in God and you love God, so
right. you
it
want
should be okay.
This, right. This has to minister. If you want this to minister to souls, if you're kind of person that's looking for an influx of souls, you know what I'm saying? It has to be an excellent praise, something that where it draws in the secular world. You know what I'm saying,
right.
who believe in excellence, because
right.
they believe, trust me, they believe in excellence.
Exactly.
And if you go out there and you watch what they do to perfect their work, it will blow your mind. You know what I'm saying? So you the same thing, and even more so because it's for God. You know.
Not to, well, yeah. Actually, I am doing that. I'm taking off of music now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to business.
Okay.
How you feel about that? How do you feel about the Christian man,
mm-hmm.
the young Christian man or woman? Who wants to be a business person, an entrepreneur?
Okay.
How should they go about doing that?
Well, the same thing, you know, God was, I would say Jesus, you know, when back in his days, you know what I'm saying, was a man he was pious, he was meekly, but he was about souls, he was about blessing and giving, you know what I'm saying, and he was, the souls that followed him was because of his giving. And if you want to do anything in business, you have to know how to give.
Right. Wow.
I'm sorry. It has to start from there first.
Wow.
The little that you have, people want to see something like, wow, that touched me.
Hmm.
The blessings of God follows the unrighteous and the unrighteous.
Right.
But he wells up a whole bunch of blessings from the unrighteous to give to you.
Right.
So before you start thinking business, it starts from you and your humility towards God.
Jesus.
And the use of God to give. When you can give, you'll be surprised the amount of resource and things that comes back to you. That when it's time to do the business, it's all there, and you didn't have to pay a little nothing for it.
People,
know?
This is what you call real talk. Real
Amen.
Talk.
Amen.
To be a businessman, an entrepreneur, the first thing you need to do is to learn to give.
Yes.
Because giving deals with your inner man, you.
Yeah,
praise. That's that is good. You don't
right.
hear that.
Right.
You don't hear that. You hear you have to be savvy.
Right.
You hear you have to be wise.
Right.
You hear
right.
you have to have connections.
Go getter.
Yeah.
That all falls under. It's one of those things that comes naturally when you give.
Wow.
Because people follow you.
Wow.
You know what I'm
wow.
saying? And
yes.
so what you're mentioning to them is they like. You know, I like him. You know how many jobs that I got that I shouldn't have gotten them because. They like my spirit.
Right.
I didn't have my bachelor's degree yet, but I ended up started working for Morgan Stanley Dean Witter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
On a train stock floor. Not
right.
having yet a license.
Wow.
Because they liked my personality. know what I'm saying? And they asked me, so what did you, you know, we really like you. You know, I'll call you in front of the interview. And I went to 4 or 5 interviews, but it was because of my giving. You know, I have this, I've learned this in school, but you know what? You know, I love people. I'm saying, and I'm not sure what's going on in your environment, in your department, but you know, I can guarantee you, I'm saying, I love to help. I learn real quickly. I'm saying, so I was telling things of what I would do for them,
right?
And it helped. So that works in the spiritual, same thing. The more you give, when you're ready to do anything in business, it doesn't matter what you do. You know what I'm saying? People will be there to give to you all the things you need. You know what I'm saying? And boom,
favor.
Right. It's called the favor of God.
Wow.
Right. Right. And it's like your give. The Bible says, given it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men
give
unto your bosom.
Amen.
And when you give, you show yourself as being a servant. And that's how God could bless you. You're humbling yourself.
Right.
So he says, you know what? He's a good steward. I can trust him. Right. Let me bless him.
Yeah.
So that's really good what you were saying. It was really powerful what you were saying.
Yeah, so let's connect that now. Mm-hmm. Connect the dots. There's a reason for my madness.
Yes.
For every question I ask, there's a reason. Earlier you mentioned that people in music have to get into the business side of it.
Right.
But because it's a secular world and the secular world wants to take,
right,
and you have to compromise to get.
Exactly.
Let's connect that now, the business and God, the music and God together.
Okay.
So let's speak on that, the giving in the business,
right,
and then the music. Let's put it together and discuss that.
I will tell you this. You know, it's one of those things where there is a certain amount of information that you, of course, that you have to know.
Right.
I mean, of course, if you want to get your music out there, you have to know about location. You got to know about who will hear your music and what kind of music. You know, you could sing about almost anything in the Bible. You know, about his joy, his love. You can sing about God's wrath. You know, saying how he's coming soon. You know, saying or it's all where God called you to. But whatever you do, you know, you got to make sure it's excellent. Number one,
right.
And then of course you research your musicians. You know, who are playing behind you. You know, musicians that can speak, that can minister what you want and how towards your voice. You know, you gotta map the two together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then of course finding location and engineers and all that to do that. But once again, those will follow you once you are in your giving situation.
Right.
When you are being there for other people, trust me, someone's gonna hear you. And if you're anointed of God, trust me, it's one of those things that comes through your voice. It comes through your whole being. And people hear you. I'm telling you, they hear you. I have done things, situations where people come for it. My mom has done some garage sales here.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come and we sell things, and they want to see the house. Wow, it's so nice. And they see the church. What is this? The church? And said, and I said, do you sing? Or you? I said, no, listen, well, come back here. And I will go in and I'll get on the organ.
Right.
And start playing and sing with them. And they start crying like, oh. You know what I'm saying? And it's not me.
Right.
But it's God just looking, just knowing what's the right song to sing at the right time and what they needed. You know what I'm saying, to bring them, and may not come here, but they have gone to someone else's church, went back to church. You know what I'm saying, but if you have a ministry, it's going to come through in every way, and you're not going to be paid for it. You're going to be giving up yourself and just doing it just to do it.
Right.
And like I said, once you do that, I mean, the resources are going to be there for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then as far as the business is concerned, God will show you, you know, for the most part.
Right.
There's a lot of things on the internet that you can go through to find if you want to find out, you know. But the thing about God's favor is that he will allow it where you wouldn't have to know any business. Because folks will come here who know the business, who will help you.
Will help you.
Along the way.
Progress.
And get there without learning nothing.
Back again to relationships.
Yes.
Relationship. Yeah. Perfect your, first of all, know if you're called in that position.
Yes.
Talk to your pastor. You need a witness.
Yeah.
The Bible says, out of 2 or 3, let everything be established.
Yes.
So you need somebody to witness that you're called to that. And if you are, then you have to perfect that craft, right?
Yes.
In
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
And also, you have to know business.
Yeah, exactly.
Meaning that you have to know to give.
Right.
Because God will give you favor.
Exactly.
And what you don't know, God will fill that void.
That's God's business.
That's his.
It's so simple.
Amen. It's so simple.
Yeah.
But so complex at the same
time. Right, right, right.
I have a question. You just said it. Anointed.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be anointed.
Yes.
What does that mean? How? There's so many people that could sing,
right,
and someone say that person's not anointed,
right,
or that person's anointed.
Right.
What is the anointing? What makes a person? What's this anointing about?
When you find yourself, if you either you're singing or you're playing, and you start, you feel the presence of God so strong that either you start crying, your own self, this is with no one else around, you can't even play anymore, or it goes to the point. I'll give you a perfect example. I was playing the other by myself the other day, and this happens. It's been happening more often than not. But where I'll play, and mind you, I'm more of a singer than a player, you know. And I told you this before, but I started playing, and then I started worshiping God. Next thing you know, the notes, some notes were coming elsewhere out of my fingers,
right?
And it was hitting something that was more powerful, and I found myself shaking because the power of God was coming through wow. the whole thing,
right?
And I could not stop crying. I was like, right. beating hard, breathing. Oh God, yeah. you know, it was coming out of me, right. like a flood,
right?
And it, sometimes I'll stop, sometimes I like have to get on my knees. It's one of those things where and you just feel the power of God coming through your whole being.
Right.
That you can't help yourself. And if you once you get to the point where you lose the fear, because sometimes it can be a little bit fearful because it's God actually coming. You actually feel Him
right.
coming through and giving you the notes. You don't even have to even think of it. It's going by itself almost. Yes. You know, even when you're singing.
Right.
And that's why when you lose the fear, you just sing and you get used to God using you. Things will come out and you don't need to remember nothing. You don't even have a voice.
Right.
The voice will come back like that. It's one of those things where it's like a miracle. It's almost like it's instantaneous. And it's like one of those things where you just have to be used of God. When He hits you, go forth. Open your mouth. Don't be ashamed. You'll know because you feel a welling up inside of you.
Right.
It's a shaking. It's the Holy Ghost.
It's the power of God.
It's a power of God. Right, exactly. Yes. And you will feel it. You will automatically lose the fear. It will. You can't help it. The fear right. will go, and you just start walking. And it's because in the beginning, it's you know at first it's like it's hard because you're nervous. Right. If you're not used to doing this, of course the nerves will come in.
Right.
That's why before you get up anywhere in front of anybody's face, you gotta be prayed up. Go in your seat. Go somewhere and pray. God, take away all the fear.
Yes.
Give me the words. God, I want to worship you, and I want you to use me.
Right.
To help someone. Mm-hmm. You know the fear will. Go. Trust me when I say this, it will go. But you have to follow those simple principles.
So from what you're saying, it seems like you're saying that the anointing is something that's tangible.
Yes.
But it starts with you first.
It starts with you.
It's not about the crowd accepting your the lights and the glamour.
Nope.
But you will know when you're anointed.
Exactly.
You will know.
Yeah.
You'll feel it in your personal time of worship.
And the people will know too.
And they'll people
because
will know.
Think about it, because when you find it's one of those things where it's not about you anymore. The words will come if you're ad-libbing, meaning if you're singing a song and you need words to fill up a song, and if the anointing is there, it will come. It was just one of those things where it just flows out of you.
Right.
You're not thinking for yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It just comes out of your mouth.
You know it's
just staying in your vein. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and people will feel it. You will see them react because most times when someone is being used of God and they are anointed, the people who are there, either they are being healed, they're on the floor. It's a manifestation of God. It whips through.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So you'll know. You got unsaved folks. Whitney Houston is one of them. They left the ministry yesterday and go sing secular. But they're even in the secular music, you hear the anointing on their voices.
Right.
You know, she knew she had it.
Right.
A lot of them have it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's whether or not God's going to judge them for it, for not you know coming back to Him. I don't know whether she came back to God or not before she died.
Right.
But she's one of those in the secular world. And you know, you'll hear them where folks, when you hear the songs and they start crying, you know why they're crying? Why is the song so powerful? Right. More than the rest of the other songs,
right?
That of other secular artists, you know what I'm saying? Right. It's because the anointing of God is
still there.
Coming through their voice, you know, in the song.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it's a scripture that says the gifts
and the callings of God.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like He gave you the gift,
right?
And He doesn't take gifts back,
right?
And that's why when they sing, they're like, "Whoa, man!" Like you feel something,
right?
You
right.
know. And right. I was just sharing that with someone the other day.
Yeah.
That's the power of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. My last and final question, Mr. Andrew. Preaching. Do you feel like your next move would be to preach also and to mix that proclaiming the word of God with music? Because, you know, I notice, I think movies and plays, musicals that have talking and music entwined with it is powerful.
Yeah.
And if you know how to master put it together,
right.
preaching and then bam, go into a song that goes along with what you was just preaching.
Right.
That's powerful.
It's powerful.
Have you ever thought about preaching and singing? and put it together somehow through God.
It's so funny how you, it's kind of, I'm not going to use the word scary, but it's just so funny how you said that, because I'd never thought of myself as a preacher, only because of the fact that I found my gifting more easier to do when I sing. When I am asked to speak in front of an audience, a fear comes and I'm like, it's different.
Right.
And I lose myself. I'm like, but lately, as this past 2 weeks, I've been dreaming about myself speaking.
Yes.
And you know, and I'm not going to lie to you. I was reading as Genesis chapter 21, or 22. I can't remember the chapter itself, but it was talking about Abraham.
Yes.
And his son Isaac, and how when he offered, now mind you, this is when the dreams were coming.
Right.
And he was offering his son, and what he told his servants was to watch my donkey as I go worship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't say watch as I go kill my son.
Right.
He said go worship.
Right.
You know, and I realized that he was about to do something that he loved. He loved his only son.
Right.
And he was about to sacrifice something that he loved.
Right.
And what God was showing me is that every time you turn away from something that you love, you are worshiping God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Every time you turn away, every time you look back, and it could be whatever.
Right.
But when you turn away and you go and you give God praise, and I'm not going to do that, it's you worshiping Him.
You're worshiping
Him. You know what I'm saying? Every single time. Yes. And I found myself in a dream preaching this. And I was like, I was waking myself up. I'm like, and it happened on two different chapters this past week. I'm like, was God telling me? And I wasn't sure, but it's funny how you asked me that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's not funny.
But he was going to show me different things. I'd never saw this before. You know what I'm saying? That was hitting me. It was hitting me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow. Jeez. You know what I'm saying? It was something powerful. You know what I'm saying? That was about sacrifice. You know, if God could sacrifice His Son, we're going to have to sacrifice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If not ourselves, what we love. But every time you do it, every time you sacrifice for Him, He is like, yes.
You know, I see it this way, sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Sacrifice is giving something of less value to get something greater.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the things that we hold on that we feel that are great value are not. Because God has something greater.
Right.
So once we let go,
right,
then we can receive
exactly
the greater
exactly
gift from exactly God. You know, so
I sacrificed just when you told me that. I'm not gonna probably go say it online. Say it here, but when you told me to sacrifice something the other night, you remember?
Right, there we go.
And it was hard for me to do it because it was something that I was looking forward to. So in a way, and I said, you know what? I know Travis is a man of God.
Right.
I know God speaks to him. I've seen it plenty of times. Well, what am I doing? It's questioning.
Right.
I'm going to do it.
Amen.
And I did it. I didn't know why. Initially, I was thinking of something bad going to happen, but nope. But something opened up recently, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was something that, you know, maybe my mom talked about it. It was something that I could have ran around the block.
Right.
For, you know what I'm saying? But it was something that opened up because of my obedience.
Right.
You know, to God. So obedience is better than sacrifice. Can you imagine? Sacrifice is what we needed. But obedience
is better than the sacrifice. Amen.
I'll just leave that alone.
Leave it at that. Selah. Praise the Lord. So it was good talking to you.
Yes.
And we definitely will do this again. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you for blessing the people listening today. Yeah. You know, and being bold and sharing your wisdom about the situations that we talked about, music and business and Amen. Everything else.
Glory to God.
Anything to say?
God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
That's the theme. God is good.
God is good.
What an interview. What a wonderful interview. What a wonderful conversation. I want to encourage you. If you are not connected to a local church, get connected to a local church. Churches have been around and was established by God. If you don't believe me, go to the book of Acts. That's where the church started. And I'm talking about people gathering together on a certain day in a building or back then in the open also. But being part of a local church with a pastor and deacons and elders and a choir or a praise team, that is required and that is very important. No man stands alone. And it's not just good enough to watch preaching on YouTube or the TV. Get engrafted.